sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, we are excited. We're hoping the weather is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're looking at the extended forecasts, and we're looking pretty good, I think, for the golf outing next Friday. Not this Friday, but a week from Friday. And then Saturday, the 21st, 80 degrees, sunny, and blue skies is what the extended forecast is. So,
yeah, hopefully, unlike today, it feels like it's May again today. But, hey, we'll take a little bit of rain, and we've got...
Well, the rain is, I've got this figured out, okay? What it is we didn't get a lot of April showers, which bring May flowers. So I think what it is it's God's way of pushing it all back so that the golf course and everything looks really absolutely great for us on the golf outing. And I wanted to ask you a question because I've said it a couple times on the radio. I'm not sure if this is accurate, but I said this is the first annual golf outing for the new South location. Have you ever done golf outings for the Iron Pig in years past?
I haven't. That's a great question. My previous employment was in the golf industry for the better part of almost a decade. So it is a bit of an anomaly that we've never had a golf outing before. And I've kind of just stayed away from it. One of my favorite golf courses in the area is Black Bear Golf Course in Vanderbilt. And that's where I was formerly the GM. And then facilitated the change in ownership there about two seasons ago. And that golf course had fallen in disrepair for years, so I always wanted to have my outing there, but the golf course just was never in that great a shape. Well, that golf course is now in amazing shape, and it's actually where I wanted to have this outing, but they're booked. The golf course is in such good shape at Black Bear now that they're booked. They're booked nearly every day, and I'm so proud of them. But... the Ridge, I watched the Ridge be built as a kid growing up here in Gaylord, and I love that golf course. It's formerly Marsh Ridge.
Yeah.
Great golf course. It's going to be a great time, but you are absolutely 100% correct. This is the first golf outing that the Iron Pig has ever had, and obviously we will make this an annual event.
Right. Well, I haven't been able to do it yet online. So just put us down. We have a foursome. I have one of our sponsors, Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief, the CBD products. He's going to golf with me. And then I've got my business partner, Pat Battaglia, is going to be golfing with Nick Wallace from J2 Construction. So I got two construction guys going to be riding on a golf cart together. So
that would be super fun.
Yeah, we have our foursome. So I just wanted to let you know, put us on the list. And one thing that I wanted to mention, too, people can still go to the website and still purchase a single golfer. If they want to golf with somebody else, that's fine. But if they don't actually have a full foursome in, they can still sign up as a single golfer, and then you'll pair them up with somebody.
Absolutely. And we just received physical tickets into both of our restaurant locations yesterday. So anybody that wants to purchase physical tickets, not online, and pay the extra dollar and convenience fee or whatever our partners are charging. Sure. But we will have the physical tickets are on sale, and you can do the same thing with the golf outing. You can come in and pay. You can come in and pay for a team, come in and pay for an individual. But I will definitely hold your spot for you, no problem.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that we're excited about is the fact that you got a lot of entertainment lined up. I want to get into that in the next segment, talking about specifically who's going to be there, and maybe, hopefully, an announcement about some new band that might be joining us. So we're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. More with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. One of the questions I had, people have contacted me about the event. I've been mentioning it during my show every hour for the last week or so. And Ian, they said that one of the things that appears on the website, riskitfest.com, this is a long event. It starts at noon and ends with fireworks at the end of the night. But this isn't something that people said that they have to attend all day. They said, I can't be there all day. You can come and go as you please, especially if people are coming later in the afternoon. There'll still be seats for people if they get their tickets. That's not going to be a problem. That's going to be an issue, correct?
Absolutely correct, yeah. And it is a long event, but you know, we've spaced some stuff out throughout the day, and we've got... we have a beer run again. We've got a chocolate milk run for the kids, rib eating contest, mac and cheese eating contest. So, I mean, there are a lot of things going on throughout the day, but I believe 5 o'clock is really when the entertainment starts. So that's really when the energy is really going to be up, is right around 5 o'clock, and then dinner time. Then, of course, going on throughout the evening is Scott Page and Dave Landau take the stage, and fireworks at the end of the night for sure.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Because one of the things that I told people as I was looking at the list of scheduled activities as well is I said, yeah, probably more in the afternoon when things will really start getting to rock and roll. It's still obviously going to be light out because we're now getting into the summer hours, and 9:30 still last night. I was outside and it was like, man, this is getting to be interesting already. So not a problem, and like you said, going to end with fireworks at the end of the night. But you've been still working on this, even though it's been set up for a while. You've still been trying to add some additional folks to the activities. Any luck, any announcements yet to make on that front?
Yeah, actually what we decided to do in that third spot that we've been keeping open for an additional act, what we're going to do is we've been holding small tryouts for local bands that want a shot to be able to play alongside or open for somebody like Scott Page from Pink Floyd, and Dave Mead, who, anybody that doesn't know Dave Mead, this guy is an incredible talent. He not only does some production stuff for us, but he's got a band that he's so much fun. You're guaranteed to get up and be dancing with Dave around. So what we're doing is we're getting together some local small bands and seeing, just basically having tryouts to see who would be great to fill in for this third spot, so we can give a local band an opportunity to play in front of these guys that have great careers already.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I know the one I attended a couple years ago, all the different groups that you had, and people came from all over the country, but you did have quite a few, I believe, Michigan-based bands at that event.
Anytime we can try and include Michigan-based, you know, when we, the following week, July, well, no, I shouldn't say the following week, but July 8th through 12th, which is our Alpenfest here in Gaylord, we have 4 or 5 different bands from all around Michigan that are going to be playing in the pavilion every night, Tuesday through Saturday, that first week of July during Alpenfest. So anytime, again, we have this amazing venue that can fit 1,000-plus people, so we've got to take advantage of this great, great venue. And it's literally right across from Otsego Lake. So, I mean, it's just... if we can take this amazing venue and add some amazing artists, it's a win-win situation. We can't lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I think is going to be kind of refreshing a little bit is people who have complained about the parking, Alpenfest downtown Gaylord. Now this gives them a second location close by, nearby, to come and enjoy some great food and some great entertainment as an alternative to dealing with all the crowds and the parking problems there in downtown Gaylord.
Yeah, exactly. Head downtown, drop the kids off, don't park, and then come on down to the Iron Pig.
There you go.
That's pretty much what we're saying to everybody, yeah. And, of course, right. We're going to be downtown. We've got our restaurant downtown right there, right in the thick of Alpenfest. We'll have our back patio out there again, literally overlooking the pavilion there downtown. So this is what's funny is now we have 2 pavilions right outside of both of our restaurants. So Right. Entertainment is bountiful around the Iron Pig.
Right. Absolutely. Good, good, good. Well, we're looking forward to it. And like I said, we're going to get all the rain out of our system and the cooler temperatures, and things hopefully will warm up for us and be absolutely perfect. Not this Friday and Saturday, next Friday and Saturday. The outing, again, is at 12 noon at the Ridge Golf Course. You can get your tickets now at the locations. You can go in and buy physical tickets, or you can still buy them online. That's going to start at 12 noon on Friday and go until 5. And then Saturday, the real party is going to be on the 21st of June on Saturday. So, again, all that information, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T. I have it stored in my phone. It'll send you an automatic link to the website, and you can get your tickets there. Ian, I do want to shift gears a little bit. One of the things that that's happening, and I've had more and more people hear you talk about these solar projects that are being proposed around northern Michigan. I had one lady contact me, and she said Sheboygan and what's going there. There's actually quite a bit of activity happening on these different projects, and you guys have been very engaged in that one there in Otsego County. Any updates for us, any information you want to share with folks who maybe I gave out your phone number to like three people? I don't know if Dar Olson and others had reached out to you yet, but there is a lot of this happening here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, we're definitely, we're definitely being targeted, that's for sure. Sheboygan County has a planning commission meeting. I have to check my calendar. It's 17th or 18th. I'm planning on being at that planning commission meeting with my attorney. I am efforting right now some more information via Senator Hoytenga, trying to get together with Camp Cavett. A lot of these legislators that have these developments popping up in their backyards. And what I want to do, and I had almost an hour-long conversation with Michelle Hoytenga the other day, and really what we want to do is we want to try and bring these five, six counties together and the legislators that represent these counties so we can have kind of a community information session. So, for example, what we're going to do up in Sheboygan is we're advocating that they pass that application for that development. And I've always said this, it sounds counterintuitive, but we need to pass these applications locally in order to challenge them locally. And there's so much more that goes into that. And that's what we're trying to do right now, is pick a date that we can have any and everybody come to the Iron Pig South outdoors in the pavilion and have a town hall style session with a couple of these legislators, myself, and more importantly, our attorney. He's been doing zoning law for 25 plus years. This is his wheelhouse, and they've given us a terrible, terrible law to work with. And we need to get this information out so people know how to combat these things. Because if a local planning commission denies an application, that developer can go right around them and go directly to the state and get cited. So there's some trickery that we need to work in order to get these things challenged. Because right now in Otsego County, this nearly 2,000-acre development is stopped dead in its tracks merely because six people stood up and said, not in my backyard, not with this law, not in my backyard. And that's what we're planning on doing in all these other locales.
Well, it's like you say, your strategy, your attorney's strategy does sound totally counterintuitive, because if you don't want it, you don't want it. So you basically don't want them to pass it. But in order to keep it, like you say, in a position where you can challenge it locally in a local court with a local judge to avoid, you know, going through, number one, the appellate process, but most importantly, going to the Michigan Public Service Commission and getting an auto stamp on it, bypassing, and that goes to basically what you're talking about, Public Act 233, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What we're seeing with this is, so for example, in Roscommon County, the DNR has a signed lease with a developer in Roscommon near the airport there to put solar panels on public land trust property. Now, I am being told that that is going to be the only DNR property with solar panels on it, according to Scott Whitcomb from the DNR, who sat in Senator Hoytenga's office the other day and proclaimed that that is going to be the only property with solar panels on it from the DNR. They have strategically decided that harvesting timber apparently is going to be their main revenue generator until the new park pass thing starts generating some revenue for them. They are deeply in debt, need money, and they're going to move forward with taking trees down and deforesting this property. And they do to a degree already, so people shouldn't be too upset about that. But they have outwardly said, we need more money, and we're going to harvest timber in order to do it, since the public doesn't want us to put up solar panels.
Well, it's kind of interesting because one thing, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the DNR has a huge endowment fund. Are you aware about the money that's sitting aside for purchasing land? Do you know anything about that at all? It has to do with the cigarettes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but do we have any idea what that endowment, that number has grown to with the investments and the interest that they've collected on that money?
I don't know, but we should know. There's no reason why we shouldn't know.
Yeah, because I'm not buying. I mean, first of all, let me make a point of clarification. I am totally for proper timber management. If you don't manage your timber properly, you end up with the wildfires they had out in California. That's number one.
Precisely.
But number two, you can do it in a way that's not coming in and clear cutting, which sounds like that's what they're going to do, because how can you can't do a select choice cut. You have to do a clear cut if you're going to make room for solar panels. So it's like they're coming in and taking down all the trees, not selectively cutting and managing the timber properly. So I'm not necessarily buying what he's saying about them not having any money, because they got a ton of money in their endowment. And I think that's a FOIA request we might have to submit.
Yeah, and also, on its face, I take issue with the simple fact of him just saying, we need more money. Well, why don't you do like a business does and look at your revenue streams and look at your expenses? They don't even want to have that discussion. That's the part that really ruffles my feathers, too. It's like, we need more money, we need more money. You know, it's like the school system coming and saying, we need more money, we need more money, and the results just aren't there. And the other part of it, too, is public trust in a lot of these institutions is gone. When you have the Department of Natural Resources saying that they want to put up utility-scale solar panels that could potentially contaminate public lands, I just don't believe much of what they say when they're the Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah.
When they say we need to cut down trees for more money, that to me is not being a good steward of our environment. That is being a good steward to your bankers.
Yeah, and basically growing your bureaucratic department, number of employees. I mean, don't get me started on all their equipment and their SWAT uniforms and all the other garbage.
Yeah, and have. I'm not anti-DNR. Some of those guys and gals do some good things, right?
Sure.
But we're giving them just too much power, and all they want is more money. And, of course, you know, more money comes more power, like you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are looking forward. Again, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. Or now you can actually go into the locations, both downtown and the south location, get your physical tickets. We're excited. We're looking forward to it, man. And we'll talk to you actually next Tuesday before the event.
You got it. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading